Now, do you do any other forms of art except illustration?
Yes, I work as an illustrator primarily, and as an illustrator, this leads me to many different things. I also make puppets, and I have made puppets for local productions, such as Operation Triple Threat. They did it Into the Woods, and I made a large cow puppet for that show, and also some smaller bird puppets. And I also worked with St. Winifred's. They had their Christmas pantomime, and I made a large dragon puppet for them as well.
Is that one of the local schools?
Yes. And right now I'm working on my own accessories brand, actually.
Oh,
So
tell me about
this
that.
bag I designed is called Wilhelmina Heart. This bag I designed and it's currently being manufactured, so it isn't out yet, but it should be out hopefully within another month or so. And this head type I also designed. So my interest here is using my illustration skills to design the fabric and everything about the product under my brand name, Wilhelmina Heart.
I am just so impressed with you. That is
Thank you.
amazing. So let's back up a little bit though, because I heard you mention about getting your master's. So tell me a
Yes.
little bit about your education leading you up to becoming an artist or becoming, I guess, more skilled, because it sounds like you have a natural,
Yeah, thank you.
natural artistic
Art
ability.
definitely has always been a part of my life. I did the associate degree in visual arts at the Barbados Community College. I was awarded a Barbados scholarship, and that allowed me to study at the School of Visual Arts in New York City. And I did my bachelor's degree in illustration there. And then most recently, I completed in 2015 my master's degree in illustration authorial practice at Falmouth University in the UK.
You are an impressive young lady.
Thank
Well, congratulations on all of that, and I wish you very well
Thank you.
on your new things that you're going to do too with your bags and your headdress. It looks very, very pretty. I like that.
Thank you.
So where can people see your art? Where can people find out, with some of your new things that are coming out? Do you have Instagram,
Yes,
Facebook
I have an
webpage?
Instagram. You can go to shreeceharris.illo is my Instagram page, and you can go to @WilhelminaHeart for the brand page.
Okay, can you spell that first one though? Make sure we get it right.
Cherise Harris, CHEREISEHARRIS.ILLO, ILLO.
She's just amazing, Olivia. I really enjoyed chatting with her, as I did Craig as well, and some of the other artists. I mean, it's just so much talent there, and you're just so inspired. And I have to admit, too, I had this little wish or this little desire inside, too, that I wish I could do that because they're so talented, and it's just amazing to see their work.
Oh, I know. But it makes you think about just being creative in general, and you have your own way of being creative. So hopefully, this will inspire you to continue expanding in that way.
Well, thank you very much. That was very inspiring to hear you say that. Thank you. So I'll pull out my pencil and pad, but I don't think I would be a Charisse, though, okay?
None of us can be Charisse.
None of us can be a Charisse, but she's fantastic. So when you're headed to Barbados, really anywhere that you're going on a trip, why don't you check out the museums, the art galleries, and if some of the artists are there, take a little bit of time to talk with them, see what inspires them, especially if they're from that city, because you may find out a lot about the culture, the history, just really the vibe of that destination by talking with artists and the local people.
Yeah, make that effort. It could be really rewarding.
Now, you guys sit tight because when we come back, we're going to Quarter Miles. Yes, they're back. Here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down in beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. Check out their website, sapeloislandbeachvacations.com.
One love.